Are we rolling?
Yeah.
I apologize. Welcome back, guys. Baby Got Stacks.
Howdy.
Okay. Did you know on my TikTok For You page, there's a lot of things trending Western style for TJ Maxx and Home Goods. I'm seeing a lot of cats in cowboy hats.
Paintings. I saw that at Hobby Lobby too.
There's like Western style planters, like cowboy boot planters. Oh. And then there's seen people find bed sheets that are like cowboy boots, and a lot of good stuff out there right now. This book is not Western whatsoever. Not even close to that.
Not even kind of.
Not even a little bit. We read Assistant to the Villain by Hannah Nicole.
I definitely thought it was Garber, is it not?
Her last name? No. It's like, it's M-A-E-H-R-E-R.
Hold on, let me look this.
Meharrier?
Mayor?
Probably. I apologize, Hannah. I don't know.
Mayor?
Probably Mayor. Yeah. We're this book was written by Hannah. The cover art is amazing. I never noticed the little, I never noticed Kingsley up at the top, the frog with the crown. That just made my night. I don't know why I keep wanting to say assassin to the villain. My brain just wants to go there. I'm not sure why. I absolutely adored this book. I give it a 5 out of 5. Did you look up how to pronounce it? I was very confused on what you were doing. Is it not playing?
Hold on. Let me play this. There's an interview with Hannah.
Uh-huh.
It's just mayor.
Yeah. Now we know
from Hannah herself.
Hannah Nicole Mayer. Okay.
Mayor.
It's good to know. I didn't want to butcher it. I knew I was going to. You learn. Okay.
What did you give this book?
5 out of 5. I absolutely adore this book. This made me giggle. I loved Kingsley with all of my heart. That frog could do absolutely no wrong.
Protected.
The main character, she cracked me up. The banter between her and the villain was chef's kiss. All the characters were great. The character development was great. It was easy to follow. I loved the magicalness of this book. It had a dragon.
There was a dragon.
I loved it.
It was the right amount of funny, the right amount of romance and friendships. I gave it a 4.5.
Okay.
Only because the main character was just a little too... Yes, Evie. Okay. A little too clumsy and klutzy that it was almost unbelievable. Yes, there's a dragon, and that's obviously unbelievable, but like, she's just a little too fumbly. That it was enough times where I'm like, of course she fell.
Okay. No, I can see that.
Just one too many times.
No, I get it. For some reason, I visioned, is it Blade? Is that the dragon? Mm-hmm. I don't know why I, in my head, just saw him as Hagrid from Harry Potter.
Oh.
That's just what my brain...
That's so the opposite of what I was picturing him as. That's so funny.
This is what my brain just went with. I don't know why. I liked that the villain, like, there was a good amount of gore in this book that didn't make me, like, oh my god, I can't, like, I have to skip pages.
Yeah.
It was the right amount of gore, and I liked that the villain was a villain, but, like, also was a human being, like, actually showed other sides of him, and it was really funny with him he's like, he's never fallen or had feelings for anyone, and for him to like,
yeah,
go through that process of like falling for someone, and him being like
trying to understand,
yeah,
what it is and like why he's so drawn to her.
Yeah, yeah. It's so good.
It is nice because you get the backstory of the villain.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like if you're getting a superhero story, like you see the villain and you like get his plans and you're trying to like stop him, but yeah, you never learn why he is the way he is. You just learn he's bad.
Yeah.
But in this case, you see the villain and you eventually learn why he is the way he is. But you, yeah, kind of grow to like him first. And then you learn why he is, and then like you're just especially, yeah, sold, and like you're kind of the good guy.
I don't know if I want to give spoilers to this book.
I kind of don't, because it's beyond a romance. I wouldn't go in this expecting it to be like a normal fantasy or like adventure book, but don't go in thinking it's just a romance book either.
There's definitely not any spicy scenes,
no,
or anything like that. So if that's something that like you don't want, then
they don't even like get together at the end. This is the first of what's going to be a 3-book series.
When I tell you, I had no idea that the second one had not come out yet. I got to the end of this book and then it was like, wait until the next one comes out in August. And I was like, what? Because the book, I will say the book ends on a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
And I wanted to read the second one immediately.
Yeah. I have to say, the way it ends just falls perfectly with how the next book is titled.
Yes.
I was like, brava. Brava. Yes. And the third one's book title is already out.
What?
I'm pretty sure it's already been announced. This That's one's assistant to the villain. The next one's apprentice to the villain. Or of the villain, something.
Well, that, oh, yes, it's apprentice to the villain.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this one's wrong. Hold on a minute.
Yeah.
Well, it just says, it says the third one is assistant to the villain, book 3.
Oh, maybe it hasn't wrong. Been announced then.
Wrong. So... Apprentice to the Villain comes out August 8th of 2024. And then the third one comes out September 25th, 2025.
God damn it.
So I am scared that the second one could also end in a cliffhanger. Because if that's the case and I have to wait a whole year. You guys are going to hear some choice words.
Also, we ended up getting the first edition. I don't know if every edition that's being printed now also has the sprayed edges. Do you have the copy?
No, mine's white.
You don't? I have the copy with the red.
I don't. Doesn't mine say? Mine's second edition. Mine ends in a 2.
Well, I ended up with the first edition, so mine has the red, which doesn't go with the purple of the cover. It really throws me off.
Yeah,
I wonder what the next one will look like.
Like sprayed edgewise? Because I see the picture of the second book is red.
I wonder what the color choice is going to be. Because if they just went completely off kilter, like red with the purple, then who knows? Maybe it'll be green.
Oh my gosh. This is going to be really fuzzy, but it's Kingsley.
Oh my god. Uh-oh. Oh yeah, the villain also has a captive who's a prince, but he was turned into a frog, and so they call him Kingsley because he wears a crown. And the way he's introduced is like, what is that? It's Kingsley. Or like, he's wearing a crown. Yeah, why? His name is Kingsley. And he says it with such a straight face, so matter of fact.
I also bought this book on my Kindle. I paid like $13 for it on my Kindle because I'm lazy. Worth it. Honestly, I'll keep it because I absolutely loved this book. It was so good. I think I highlighted Kingsley. So yeah, he has this like little chalk that he can only do one-worded
signs.
Answers.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh, he just kills me. And he'll like just rib it if he doesn't have his little thing.
Yeah.
And he's just so funny to me. And yeah. Let me see if I have the let's see. Maybe not. They're loading. Okay. Well,
there's one moment where he caught the villain like talking to Evie, and like she leaves and he just holds up his little sign and just says trouble, because he knows that like he's falling for her.
That's
just so funny.
That frog.
And he like sneaks onto the carriage whenever they leave, and he he's supposed to stay on my desk.
He's so sneaky, and he just like hops around. He could care less. He's so funny. Okay, it says it's loading, but I guess I could read the back of the book because I forgot to do. I got just too excited that I needed to read. So the top of it says assistant wanted. Notorious high-ranking villain seeks loyal level-headed assistant for unspecified office duties, supporting staff for random mayhem and terror and other dark things in general. Discretion a must. Excellent benefits. With ailing family to support, Evie Sage's employment status isn't just important, it's vital. So when a mishap with Renadon's most infamous villain results in a job offer, naturally she says yes. No job is perfect, of course, but even less so when you develop a teeny crush on your terrifying, temperamental, and undeniably hot boss. Don't find evil so attractive, Evie. But just when she's getting used to severed heads suspended from the ceiling and the odd squish of an errant eyeball beneath her heel, Evie suspects this dungeon has a huge rat, and not just the literal kind. Because something rotten is growing in the kingdom of Renadon, and someone wants to take the villain and his entire empire out. Now Evie must not only resist drooling over her boss, but also figure out exactly who is sabotaging his work and ensure he makes them pay. After all, a good job is hard to find. And so the very first page of it says it's a laugh-out-loud fantasy romance with severed heads hanging from the office ceiling and employees betting on which interns will be fed to the dragon. In addition, the story includes elements that might not be suitable for all readers. Blood, death, battle, serious injury, extreme pain, and familial estrangement are shown on the page. Death of a sibling in backstory, child abandonment in backstory, and sexual assault in backstory are discussed in the novel. Readers who may be sensitive to these elements, please take note. And then there is a, like, I guess a map. So it has...
But, like, it looks like a map that she labeled, though. That Evie labeled.
So... it's got the Hickory Forest. And then there's a thing that says Fluffy's Cave and Fluffy the Dragon. Then there's a drawing of a unicorn that says unicorn hunting grounds up top. Then there's a well drawn and then it says poison village well. Then there's the huge castle where the king lives, and then it has fire drawn on the side of it, and then it says set fire, and then it's got arrows on the other side and it says attack. And then there's a sushi drawn on one side and it says lunch idea mermaid sushi. Then there's a figure that was drawn sideways with a sword in the middle of it with two X's where its eyes are. And then there's an evil to-do list written on the side that says steal street signs, kidnap damsels, madness, mayhem. I love how it just starts with steal street signs and then just goes right next to kidnapping. It just went 0 to 100. So this book has a little of everything in it, I feel like. Quick read. Book is taller than normal books.
It's not the correct size for me. It makes me a little uncomfy. Taller, a little, like, wider. It kind of just sticks out. I'm staring at it on my shelf, and I don't like it. I'm going to have to put it somewhere with it's other weirdly shaped books to make it look more natural. But I loved it.
I found the part, so... She said, and the crown is because, and the villain paused, raising his hand, holding the frog towards Evie as though the reason were obvious. His name is Kingsley. That's why. Yeah, that's because why. He's a king, because he's wearing his little crown. So that's why his name is Kingsley. Duh.
Duh. Just the way he talks, it's hilarious. And he doesn't make jokes, but he's like, by the end of the book, he's starting to. And everyone is so surprised. Like, did he just make a joke? And Evie's just like, yeah.
Yeah, and they'll like talk to each, like to him too. They'll be like, is that a joke, sir? And he's like, yes. Yes, it was. And they're like, yes, oh, that's a good one. And then, so Evie doesn't get along with Becky.
Becky.
That's how she, I'm saying. She hates Becky. Becky doesn't Becky like either.
Her.
Yeah. They hate each other. Oh my gosh. And then there's Edwin. He is the giant that is the cook. And then there are fairies that will like steal things. And then I think there's some fae in there.
Yeah.
I don't know what other magical creatures work there, but
we'll get introduced to more
throughout
the series, because we kind of just stick into this one village, or I guess little empire kingdom.
Yeah,
Renadon. The Hickory Forest, where the villain's
lives,
mansion
but
no one knows what the villain looks like. They've posted wanted signs up, but they kind of assumed it's this old haggard looking guy. So Evie's kind of safe to walk there and back, and he can kind of walk around the kingdom without really being noticed because no one knows.
It reminds me of Flynn Rider in Rapunzel when he sees all the wanted signs. And they're not, because at one point Evie thinks it'd be hilarious. She bought a wanted poster of the villain and was going to frame it because it looks so bad, and she was going to frame it in front of his desk.
So good. It's so good.
It's so good.
I think the only critique that I've heard other people say was, I don't know how it was originally marketed, because I think a lot of people are really thrown off by the romance in it. So I don't know if people were warned of it. So I would just go in knowing there's a love story eventually. I mean, that's building.
I don't know. It says it literally on the back. She must not only resist drooling over her boss. So,
but like,
I don't know.
That's like one thing, having a crush on your boss versus like,
that's true. Versus like them falling in love, kind of
falling.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not really about like for like day-to-day work as an assistant. Like, this is, we're capturing a moment in time where like something big's happening.
Yeah,
if that makes sense.
But
I thought it was really good, and I would not be taking any criticism over this, but thank you.
I absolutely loved this book. I will 110% buy the other books, and I do believe this was her debut novel, which bravo to Hannah. Bravo. Good for her. Wild. Should we get into rowdy?
I guess.
Rowdiness.
Hurt my feelings.
I know. I don't like to do these when I don't.
When I
like want to. Yeah. This is at a 3.89 stars on Goodreads. It's got 111,716 ratings.
Wow.
It's mainly 4, but 5 is coming right behind it, so it's almost tied. Let's see. Like a Christian youth pastor, this book is uncomfortably unfunny.
Oh.
Someone just did 1 star and just wrote, oh.
Oh.
This was bad. Fire the editor. Stop publishing books based on influence and not talent. Someone get this woman a grammar tutor.
What? Influence? This is her debut.
Awkward sentence structure? I didn't. This book was terrible. I was bamboozled into reading this book by a high Goodreads score, but I should have looked further into the reviews. I felt like it was written by ChatGPT and it needed an editor. I'm sorry, but this was literally horrendous. I loved this book. This was so painfully unfunny. Why do people not have humor? Because I was giggling out loud.
There is a frog with a crown named Kingsley. How is that not funny?
Oh my gosh. I feel like I deserve financial compensation for the time I wasted reading this.
Oh my god.
I've had pancakes that weren't as flat as these characters. Oh my gosh. It's Disney Channel on crack.
Okay.
I don't want to read
it. Listen.
I don't want to put myself through that anymore.
We're done.
We're done. I absolutely love this book. I feel like this was a good mixture of like cozy fantasy, romance. Yeah.
And there's a good mystery in there.
There is, because
someone did not see that coming.
I didn't either. Oh my goodness.
I did not see that coming.
I know.
I thought they were just telling us interesting information.
Yeah, I know we're not going to give spoilers, but there was quite the twist. Basically, the premise of this book is someone is trying to kill the villain, and what?
There's a mole.
Yeah, so Evie is trying to help the villain figure out who on the inside is leaking information to the king, because there's things that like the king knows that shouldn't.
Got beef. Yeah,
they got big beef. Yeah, and that plot twist was a good one. And this, I'm gonna tell you guys right now, this ends in a cliffhanger. If you do not like books that end in a cliffhanger and then you have to wait until the next book, then I would wait to read it until at least the second book comes out. But I'm gonna say,
probably just wait till 2025 then. Until the third one comes out.
Because I am scarred now. Because Mel and I, so we have a hard time buying books when there's a series and buying all of them. Now... Now I know why I do this, because I was triggered when I read that. I couldn't.
You can't just immediately pick up the next one.
Because normally sometimes people are like, well, you have a problem, because how do you know if you're going to like the series?
Yeah,
why would you buy all of it if you haven't even read the first book? Well, because if I do end up liking the first book, then I'm going to want to read the second book immediately, especially if it ends on a cliffhanger like this one does. So I'm going to warn all of you now, if you have not read it but want to, but you don't like cliffhangers, wait.
Unless you have self-control and patience, then you're probably fine.
And I have neither, but now I'm forced to.
But now I'm...
I loved it. It kind of gave me like Flynn Rider vibe.
Yeah, it was like they had the relationship between like Rapunzel and Flynn Rider. It was like not flirty, because he like doesn't get it, but like fun like relaxed.
Yeah,
and it's cute.
It's so good, and then like his siblings,
it's
and
not
like
spicy
they...
at all.
No, it's not. Spicy.
Nothing happened.
No, and I still was
One kiss happened. He calls her Little Tornado.
That is a nickname I can get behind.
I could get behind. It makes sense. It doesn't gross me out.
There's so the next book that we're reading is spicier, mm-hmm. and there's a part in that book, just sometimes when they discuss the male genitalia.
Oh no, you're not even like that far in.
No, I'm like 90 pages in, and it's just it makes me icky. But this book, because there's no spice, did not have that, and it was a breath of fresh air, because I don't need to hear how many times how big he is. It's not going to fit. Oh my god. Okay, we get it. If you like fantasy, highly, highly recommend this book. So good. Oh my god. Hannah, A+ for you. Gold star. Yeah. All the stars. Take them all.
Take them. Just take it. Take my money.
Take all of it. Oh, so great.
I almost want like a special edition of that book.
of the, do they even make them?
I don't know. But they're probably going to make it soon if they don't already. I'm probably going to get it. Lord help me if it has Kingsley on it somewhere.
So there's, I found out that, remember me telling you about the Windy City series that I read that I absolutely mm-hmm. loved? So I found out that there's a book, like a book subscription box that has like special edition books that they come out with every month. But there's like a waitlist seat on it. And I remember maybe it was like last month or the month before they did where it was the first three books. Like they just came out with the fourth one this month. But the first three, they had like a special edition.
Oh.
And so now people are reselling them on like Pingo for $350.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
People get really ballsy, but I mean, I guess people are buying it though, so that's wild. I mean, I want to say that I would never buy a book that expensive, but watch there be a book one day that I would spend.
I think, hold on, maybe I'll go to Pingo. This one's signed, but oh my gosh, so it's that.
Why did I try to cover your screen like it was going to help? Oh, my God.
And then it It comes with the Wanted. So this came in a bookish box, but it's a signed special edition. And they're selling that book for $240.
I can't.
Oh, my gosh. And the edges are
sprayed. Oh, my God.
Sprayed. Dagger on the side. Holy guacamole. Oh, is it a bot? Hold on. I think that Wanted thing is a bot. Like, I think that's a box. Is the
box that it comes in?
I think it, like, is the sleeve that comes.
I can't be collecting boxes like that.
Yeah, that's the sign. Or that's the special edition. Oh, dear God. Why? Why do they do this to us? Bookish box, yeah. Oh my God.
I'm just a girl.
Yeah, let me see the Windy City. Oops. City special edition. Let me see if I can see the images. The images of them are gorgeous. They're sprayed edges. But it concerns me because there's going to be, I think, possibly a fifth book. There's already a fourth. And so the book wouldn't match. So that's why I'm like, I don't think I could do this. So that's the edges of them.
Ooh, I like them. Like.
And then those are the sprayed edges.
Oh, my God.
Of each book.
It's like the cover wrapped around.
Yeah. Yeah, it's doing a wrap around. So. But $3, $350. I don't know if I can do that. I mean, I know I could. Should I?
It's like
absolutely
I could,
not.
I shouldn't.
Absolutely not. But it's hard for me because so there's these book boxes that are once a month that sometimes do just special editions. But it's like, what if I don't like that book that month? Am I just getting these books just because they're pretty?
Oh, the box is just like a cover, so it like slides the book in.
Oh my god,
the inside cover has her, the front.
Oh my,
the back is him.
Show him to me. Splash some water on me, my word.
You're gonna zoom in.
That is nice.
Oh, that is.
I may be in a very healthy long-term relationship, but I can appreciate those chest lines.
Those drawn chest lines.
Dang. That was some good stuff right there. I might just have to buy the book now.
It's $95.
Oh my gosh.
It's gonna come from Idaho.
Is that Mercari?
Yeah.
I've tried to buy stuff on there because They have precious moments, and for some reason it just like won't accept my card. I don't know.
Oh.
So
that's so weird.
I probably would only buy it if it was like Pango.
That makes me nervous.
Pango does or Mercari?
No, the Mercari.
Oh, yeah. I know people buy stuff off of it, but I can't do it. Dang. That's a good looking book though. Holy guacamole.
Good looking book. Well, that was rough. A good book.
I did buy really the only special editions that I own. I have coming in the mail in November. I bought all three of the Lucy Score Knock 'Em Out special editions. Those were $30 a piece, so I spent $90 on three books, which I'd do it again.
That's pretty damn good considering.
Yeah, and because they're special edition, they are also limited edition, so they are only making a certain amount of them, and then after that, they are not reproducing them. So this is going to be a one-and-done situation, so I already pre-ordered them. They said that anyone that pre-orders them will get them no matter what, so I had to just take it and run with it, because the first book, that's what got me to love Lucy Score, and so now I own 50 billion of her books, and I have yet to, I mean, I'm reading the second one. I have yet to read any of the other ones.
Come on. Did your mom finish reading?
I don't think so. I think she started it.
She liked the first one, though, right?
She liked the first one, and it's hard for me, so... Obviously, I like romance books. They're obviously going to have spicy scenes. And to have...
I just see her starting to scratch your chair.
To know my mom, like, has also read these spicy scenes. But she's also, like, a huge Nora Roberts fan. So, she's read her spiciness.
There it is. For gracing us with your
presence. Millie also liked the book.
She just looked at me and went.
What are you doing?
Oh, sweet baby. Oh.
Sometimes she tries to bite my eyebrow, so
that's real cool.
I was prepared for that. She gets very spicy.
Just girly things.
Sometimes she'll sniff and then she just chomps.
Oh.
Or she'll lick and then chomp. I think it's just like a sneak attack. I don't know what she's trying to do, but yeah. I don't know. She just has so much love for me that she doesn't know what to do with it, I guess. Who knows? Or she's trying to abuse me. I don't know. Well, she put herself in the corner.
Oh. Oh god.
Well,
read it. Officially caught up.
Yes.
Oh my god.
That's why I'm trying to, because I know the next book is a big one, so I'm trying to like
it's a big one.
It's a big one.
And then a short one, and then it's another big one.
Yeah, but it's gonna be worth it. It's gonna be worth it. Next, we are reading Things We Hide from the Light by Lucy Score.
The one and only.
The second in the Knock 'Em Out series.
Check out the episode of Things We Never
Got Over.
They're so long over the title. And I'm blind. I'm trying to squint. Things We Never Got Over. That sounds right. That sounds
yeah,
right.
We did.
I don't remember what episode number that is, but we did an episode on it. So you should check that out and then check in for our next episode where we do the second.
Because the next episode's not going to make much sense if you haven't read the first one. You kind of have to read them in series.
There's an overlying storyline.
Yeah. So we're going to read that. When these come out, I will have already posted 14 Ways to Die and Assistant to the Villain post. I think I'm going to do them side by side. and then make a separate post on when we did the two, because I don't want it to be too many books on a shelf.
Yeah.
But I wanted to wait to post these last two until we had recorded these. So
yeah,
I think I'm going to post them tomorrow. Wish everyone a happy 4th of July. Please do not do anything stupid. Don't lose a finger. It's not worth it. Because you have to hold books. I tickled myself that one. Oh my gosh.
We're going to leave it at that.
I think we should.
We should. Goodbye.
Bye, guys.